Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Well, did you order your free COVID home test, Lee?
Actually, my wife did last evening, yes. Right. I'll admit it. Yeah.
So are they sending them to the compound?
Yes. I just think it's funny. You have to go to a U.S. Postal Service website to order this. Why would you not go to the CDC website or the FDA? Why are you going to the USPS website to order these?
Because if the federal government actually handled it, they'd never come. That's why.
Well,
so they're just contracting it to somebody who could get it done. And apparently not very well. I just went and ordered mine, not because I care about getting COVID tests, but because I wanted to see if I had any snafus.
Well, our tax dollars at work here.
Yeah. A lot of people are having problems ordering them. I didn't have a problem. So I'm getting my free four COVID test. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
I just kind of wonder about these COVID tests. I'll tell you, I just the way my mind works, you know how Democrats screw stuff up and then use it as an attempt to grab more power or do stuff.
Yeah.
Well, remember Biden making the comment, I forgot to order them. I forgot. Sorry, honey, forgot to pick up the eggs at the store. I'll go back.
Yeah, Joe Biden forgot to click order now or,
Yes. You know how
on the website for that 500 million test. Yeah.
Yeah. You know how you put it in the cart.
But you never completed the order. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I've done that before. And then you're like, dang, where is it? Why isn't it coming? It's still in the cart. Yeah. Like that. And it made me wonder because this is before the Supreme Court threw out his mandate, right?
Yeah. The federal mandate for healthcare workers. Yeah.
Kept the hospital one.
Yeah, that's right. There was the mandated for the big business.
The business mandate, remember, had either you had to get the vaccine or you had to test constantly, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why he said, we'll provide tests. That was the big deal. Well, you can't test constantly, twice a week if you don't have the test. So they just, forgot to order them. Well, what does that do? That almost forces you to get the shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the Supreme Court had upheld it because you can't get a hold of enough tests. From the moment I heard this, I thought that wasn't a mistake. First of all, you wouldn't have Joe remember to do anything. That would be a bad idea, right? Somebody in the administration would handle it. But second of all, if there's no test, why, by gosh, you've got to get that shot. Because you can't test twice a week. And by the way, we were supposed to get free tests, not four tests, free tests.
Yeah.
Four, does it cut it? That would have covered, 2 weeks? You're supposed to test twice a week?
I don't know.
Anyway, what a mess.
Yeah.
Speaking of a mess, this just captures in all of its shocking glory and quite frankly awe at the Democrats and the way they are choosing to live in their areas. If this one story doesn't capture everything, they have literally, and I don't mean this as a joke, I mean literally turned L.A. into the Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what's going on with Union Pacific there?
Oh, good grief. Yeah, I saw that yesterday on Fox, and the images of that it blew me away. How is this happening in the United States of America in 2022? Has anybody called security lately? Apparently not.
The images, and it's funny that you brought that up. That's what caught my attention. As far as the eye can see, boxes just thrown onto the railway tracks. They're saying there are tens, this is CBS covered it, tens of thousands of boxes along the railway tracks because people are just raiding the trains.
Yeah, they're breaking into the freight cars
yeah.
and stealing all the Amazon and other shipments that are coming in. They pointed out that some of these are actually COVID-19 tests that are being shipped to testing labs. There's no telling what other type of legal documents and other things that are not going to make it to are completely lost, and all kinds of who knows how many millions, if not billions of dollars worth of merchandise that have been stolen.
Union Pacific said it's $5 million worth of merchandise has been stolen since in the last 3 months, less than 3 months, $5 million.
You mentioned the Wild West. They're going to have to start riding shotgun on the freight trains again.
No, they are. That's
just like the stagecoaches.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, and they'd basically have their defense on there because it was the Wild West. There wasn't really established law enforcement. Well, there's not really established law enforcement in L.A. anymore. And it is literally turned into stagecoach robbery as the marauding gangs of people, they show up, they break into the cargo cars, and they literally rip the packages open right there. If there's nothing valuable in it, they toss it and they keep going.
But you should see the footage from Fox.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It looks like a dump site. I mean, there's just boxes and trash and everything covering up the sides of the railway.
Yes, you can't even see the ground.
For hundreds of yards.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stunning.
As far as the eye can see, and the one I saw, it just went right down the track. You can't even see the ground. That is the level of the raiding.
It looks like Woodstock after the concert.
I know, except it's pure theft. And so Union Pacific, it wrote a letter saying we're going to have to reroute around L.A. because, as I often say, I mean, it's no longer a recognizable American territory.
No-go zone.
Yeah, it literally is a no-go zone like the Wild West, and it's because of liberal policies. And Union Pacific put that in its letter, $5 million in claims, losses, and damages. They personally blamed L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon. He's a Democrat that was installed by George Soros and, you know, following the Democrats' point of view now on crime, which is that it's cool, it's fine, it's good. And Union Pacific writes that they're going to have to reroute around L.A. Because of his, quote, well-intended social justice goals, such as no cash bail. They say that criminals are caught and arrested, turned over to local authorities for booking, arraigned before the local courts, and then charges are reduced to misdemeanor or petty offense. And the criminal is released after paying a nominal fine if they're charged at all. And then they point out that Gascon wrote a letter to his DA saying, well, but if they can't afford the fine, then drop that too. So they say when they're catching these offenders with boxes in their hands, they're just bragging that their charges will be pled down to simple trespassing, which bears no consequences. They don't prosecute that. Or after multiple offenses, it's just a misdemeanor and they don't care. Gascon in December 2020 sent a special directive for L.A. County to dismiss misdemeanor offenses such as trespassing. So what they're doing is pleading it down to trespassing and then dismissing it. They're just dismissing it. So they go right back to doing it. And again, $5 million in a little less than 3 months.
Well, and see the environmentalists should be pitching a fit about this because
right.
what's going to happen is if you have fewer things being shipped by train, which is in many cases more efficient than and uses less, you're going to have trains going different routes, which means longer routes. Those trains are diesel fueled locomotives, which use a diesel engine to power a generator. If I know my technology, analysis of that is correct. Plus, you're going to be having more smaller trucks and other large trucks shipping the stuff out. So you're going to increase the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. So environmentalists should be against this, too. And they should be petitioning the state of California to end this type of policy for the sake of climate change. I'm just trying to give them an argument here, Tara.
Well, they don't care about climate change.
No, of course they don't. No,
that's just about ending fuel supplies so that manufacturing grinds to a halt because they like to destroy economies. They can't stand if any sort of transaction happens that they don't control. That's what that is, but they don't care about the climate. Listen to how bad this is, okay? About 90 containers, you know those big shipping containers that you see on a train? About 90 containers are being compromised a day. That's the scale of the raiding going on here. That's according to Union Pacific. The company says That, you know, normally if you're going to prosecute shoplifters or people who steal. And by the way, some of these are being done armed robbery style, too, where they'll hold up the guards and, go raid the containers in gangs, basically, these big groups of people. The company says it has not been notified of any court proceedings after making more than 100 arrests on its own. So, in other words, they haven't been asked to testify in a single court proceeding because there hasn't been one.
Because they're not prosecuting.
No, they're not prosecuting. Yeah. It said it has employed additional special agents to combat the theft spike and is exploring the use of drones, specialized fencing, trespass detection systems, and other measures.
What do those matter if you're not going to prosecute those arrested?
Yeah, they're just not going to do it. The district attorney's office replied to CBS2 and said, we're just dismissing the cases, quote, due to insufficient evidence, unquote.
Well, when you're not looking for evidence, you won't find any.
Yeah, and then when you write your assistant DAs and say, just plead it down to a misdemeanor, and if it's a misdemeanor, dismiss it. Oh, and if they say they can't afford to pay the fine, well, drop that too. Then there's nothing. I mean, we could all just go to California and help ourselves to whatever's on the train. But again, this is the philosophy that mainstream Democrat Party operates on now. This is a party that, remember, embraced Black Lives Matter. Well, I mean, their founders, I've played the audio again and again, say, look, we are trained Marxists, and we are very into property crime. We celebrate it. She didn't hide it. These are the groups the Democrat Party puts on the stage at their convention. People who celebrate property crime. They're very much into it. I'll play all that coming up. But this is where they're going. I mean, these blue areas are going to become unlivable. They already are, I think you can argue.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's jump on the line with Doug in Greenville. Hey, Doug.
Hey, first of all, good morning. I hope you're doing well today.
Yes. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I have zero faith in those tests. My daughter, every time somebody supposedly comes down with COVID at her work, she has to take a test. And so far, she's taken five of them. And four of them came back negative. Or I'm sorry, positive that she had COVID, but she had no symptoms every time. So I'm figuring if you're going to test positive four times, at some point you'd get sick, but she didn't. So I don't believe the results of those tests.
Yeah, I've always been, I got to tell you, Doug, a little suspicious of them. But never, don't worry, if we just wait, 6 months to a year beyond when COVID is useful to the left, they'll tell us everything. They always do, about whatever scam they're running or have run. That's how we're now learning that 3 years of coverage of Russia collusion was all a lie. They don't need it anymore. Texture rates, and yeah, same thing he's saying. Thank you for your phone call, by the way, Doug. And we're supposed to trust Biden's free COVID tests. I know. Another texture rates. Yep, soon thugs will be breaking into rail cars, etc., stealing food. California, not South Carolina. Texture writes, hey, Tira, look at how quickly our country is getting to be like Venezuela, and people say it couldn't happen here. Another texture writes, maybe we should all embrace the Viking lifestyle, move to California, and just raid train cars for a living. You can't make this stuff up, Tara. Another texture writes, any looting at George Soros' house? Oh, I know, that would never be allowed to happen. Texture writes, Tara, yep, the new stagecoach robbers are holding up boxcars, and yes, the bad guys are wearing masks of various types. Another texter writes, return California to Mexico. Yes, amigos, it's time. Another texter writes, good morning, Tara. I ordered my free COVID test while you were talking about it. Very easy and no problems. Yeah, it was very easy for me, too. I was surprised by that because it involved the government. I did it specifically so I could talk about it today, and I was able to order them. Let's see if they come. That'll be the test, right? Texter writes, hey, Tara, remember, nothing in life is free. Someone pays for it. Wonderful tax-paying citizens. Yeah, no, that's the printing press that we're paying for it with. We're out of money, actual cash money. Texture writes, why are you ordering a useless, invalid COVID test? Oh, I just wanted to see if I could do it and if it would come so I could talk about it. But back to this whole Wild West thing going on in California, where Union Pacific is literally saying they will have to reroute the trains around Los Angeles because they can't drive them through because of the theft spike. Look, folks, this is liberal DAs. These are not out of the mainstream of the Democrat Party. These DAs are what the mainstream of the Democrat Party is becoming. But I played the audio the other day out of Baltimore. Marilyn Mosby. Guy got dumped by his girlfriend, hurt his feelings. We've all been through that, right? It's part of life. Well, he wasn't having that. He decided to kill her. He was going to burn down her house with her in it and her two roommates. He waited till they went to sleep and burnt it down to the ground. They got out alive. He was charged with 15 different charges, including three attempted homicides. All of it was dismissed but one charge. It was a low-level misdemeanor charge. He never did prison time. So he spoke out in Baltimore, the thug, the perp, on how this was ridiculous. He can't believe he didn't get prison time. He tried to kill her. And he was honest about it. He said, listen, if I couldn't have her, I didn't want anybody else to have her. So I did it. He's on local TV criticizing the DA. But folks, this is who the left is. These DAs are what the mainstream of the Democrat Party is becoming. They are not going to punish crime. They see it as the DA's job in those cities to protect the criminal, not you or law-abiding citizens. Their job is to allow the criminal to conduct their actions. And I mean, this is how radical they've become. You know what this is about? It's about Marxism. Our side still don't understand this. We do not take time to understand the enemy. This is not about tolerating criminals, although that's part of it. This is a mentality that says Private property is wrong. It should all be distributed equally. Nobody has a right to withhold valuable property from others who want or need it or are more deserving or who historically have not had as good of a time of it. They spelled it out in a tweet from the San Francisco Chronicle, where they literally asked their readers to debate whether burglars should be prosecuted or whether it was the, you know, should be up to the homeowners to barricade themselves in their homes because it would be wrong to go after somebody for property crime. That's not a tolerance to criminality, although it's what it adds up to. That's Marxism. That is their moral compass. If everything should be owned and distributed by the government, then property crime is not crime. It's justice. I'm telling you, this is how they think. This is the guy from L.A. on how he burned the house down.
While Alexis and her two roommates asleep inside.
He was able to get it in my head. We need to burn her house down.
The home set on fire by Alexis's ex-boyfriend, Luther Trent, who explains how it happened after he says he was talked into the crime by his friend.
In my head, it was kind of like some Romeo Juliet type of thing where I was like, oh, if nobody can have you. If I can't have you, nobody can. Or at least nobody in Baltimore.
And so that's when you went to her house and you burned
it down.
That's
when I went to her house. I went to the side of the house,
I burned it down. And he's outraged that he's not in prison.
Alexis only speaking virtually now.
Oh, that's hers. Yeah, she's terrified because he's out. So I understand this is not just about property crime. Oh, by the way, Alexis is black, but nobody cares. She's trying to figure out how she's going to survive because he wants to kill her. So that is a liberal DA. That's the liberal DA in Baltimore. This is Gascon in L.A. And Union Pacific says, you know, we have had $5 million stolen. $5 million in less than 3 months. They're hitting 90 cars. Is it a day or a week? Was it? That's one of the two. They're hitting 90 cars. One of the two. They have never been called to testify in a single case because none of the prosecutions have gotten that far. It's like the Wild West. It's a stagecoach robbery. In blue areas, and folks, laugh all you want. They get that filibuster in the Senate. They knock it down. They will mandate these policies nationwide. They'll make them law at the federal level. No escape with the U-Haul. You live in chaos.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Guess what they say, claim, is coming back into style. I never thought I'd see this. Because it was so bad the first time. It's one of those things you're like, yeah, everything goes retro. They bring it back. But you ready for this? Mullets. Do you have one? I did. We all did. I was in school at the time. I was young. You know that great haircut? Just part it down the middle. Like, yeah, unless you're a fashion model on the runway. Nobody looks good with their hair parted down the middle. Almost nobody could pull that off. And then the mullet style on top of it. You know what's funny about them writing this? Apparently, Pinterest is predicting style trends, returning style trends for 2022 based on their internal search data of, like, you know, what people are putting up and, you know, celebrating and advocating and that sort of thing. Mullets are on the list. You know what's funny about that? I have seen more of those lately than I have in years. And I want to say, see, every once in a while you'll see somebody with one. But I thought it was rising. So interesting. Would you go back to the mullet style where you just say, you know what, I'm opting out of this one? Oh, and that big puffy hair. Oh, jeez. You know what else is making a comeback? Goth. You know, the goth style. I didn't know that went out of style. You walk through a school, you see goth. You still see goth from time. It's just the same group of kids in the trench coats, jack boots, all that. Nothing original about being goth. It's like anti-originality for people who aren't very creative but don't want to fit in. Look at me. I'm goth. Yeah, I know. Generations of high school students have been goth. No biggie. Nothing new there. Not even original. But whatever. It was black and it looked cool. You know what I do miss, though, from that whole culture? I miss rock and roll. I miss hard rock. I miss those black t-shirts, you know, the ones with the bands on them. Every once in a while, you'll still see somebody wear one. They're usually pretty faded. And you're like, oh, take care of that. That is a piece of American history and culture. Anyway, love to hear from you. Would you go back to any of that? No. Text, I don't know if I believe this. I don't know if I believe this text. Tara, my 9-year-old begged me to give him a mullet. Seriously, did he? Did he refer to it as a mullet or did he just kind of describe Tara, my 9-year-old begged me to give him a mullet. Now he wants to perm it in back? No. I don't know if I believe this. Send me a picture. I'm going to need a picture of this. Did you give him a mullet? Did you do that to your child? That was child abuse for a while there. Texter writes, well, okay, this texter has a point. Tara, mullets beat man buns any day. That is true. It might have been ugly as heck, but it was manly. Texter writes, yeah, don't forget the wavy perm and the mullet. Another texter writes, this is Marcus this morning. Tara, I've got several friends with mullets. We call it the Tennessee waterfall. Okay, wait. Now, hold on, Marcus. Are they newly mulleted? Like they've gone back and gotten one because it's in, or did they like never do away with the mullet? Texter writes, no. Good morning, Tom. I forgot this. Good morning, Tara. How about the mullet with the rat tail? LOL. I went to Catholic school. We were not allowed to have rat tails. That was viewed as a sign of you know, it was a societally dangerous thing, no rat tail. But you could get away with the mullet. Texture rates. Tara, Panama Jack. You remember Panama Jack? Oh, my gosh. I'm going back down memory lane right now. Hey, Tara, Panama Jack here. It looks like all the blue states might become the future escape from New York. But instead of a city, it's a whole state. Folks, I'm telling you, get rid of that filibuster. You know, some of the they have got legislation in the queue that we're not even talking about right now. It's terrifying. The Breathe Act. It releases all federal prisoners over 10 years. Releases them. So, I mean, I guess you just go to L.A. and you raid the trains. Or you just raid the trains all over the country. Folks, we're not going to be able to ship. You think the shipping crisis is bad now? We're not going to be able to ship stuff cross country if the Democrats get rid of this filibuster. Because they'll put all these bail rules and so-called criminal reform rules, which means criminals never get in trouble, in place all over the country. Nothing's going to reach us. They'll steal it right off the railways. Like in L.A., Texture rates here, the new hard rock five finger death punch. I don't know what that is. I'll Google it. I can't even read that. Texture rates, I graduated high school in 1987 and we called the goths the new wave kids. Yes, I remember that. Because that is what alternative music was called back then. Oh, yeah. No, it was called new wave and then alternative. Oh, no. Marcus texts back. Yes, they are newly mulleted. Okay, so Mark, these are not legacy mullets. Left over. These are new. Okay, that means it's coming back. So this is real. This is really happening. Texter writes, Tara, I had a mullet on my 29th birthday. My driver's license proves it. Thanks. There is actually a picture of Lee Rogers floating around with a mullet. You know, I didn't know this because Lee is a total head of gray hair. He was a redhead. I had no idea Lee was a redhead. This was shy. I was still working for him for five years. Somebody sent me the photo. Red hair in a mullet. And it actually looked good. I have never seen anybody rock a mullet, but Lee did in that picture. Like, Lee would be okay with this. He could pull it off. Not many people can, though. It's certainly not me. Texter writes, I sported a baby mullet in the early 90s, and I still have my Levi's denim jacket. My 16-year-old has a baby mullet style parted to the side. He looks sharp. Dear God, if a 16-year-old is wearing it, it is coming back. I hope this doesn't last long. Because the mullet was in for years. I mean, it never ended. Do you remember? They went on for years. Texter writes, 90 containers broken into. This is a Union Pacific and more than $5 million. No, it was not. Oh, I've got it right here. It was either 90 containers a day or 90 containers a week. I can't remember which it is. But they've stolen $5 million stuff right off the trains in the last 3 months in L.A. It's so bad, Union Pacific's like, we can't ship through L.A. You know what? Google it. Google it when you get to work. Seriously, you got to see the photo that Lee and I are talking about. These photos from CBS News out of L.A. CBS News 2. As far as the eye can see, you can barely see the ground. It's just packages ripped open and thrown on the railways. So as the cars are raided. So they don't even wait to get to the stores anymore to raid it. They just go take it right off the train. Wow, it's Democrats' blue territory. It is Wild West. Texter writes, if we don't study history, we are doomed to repeat it. The mullet is the perfect example. Oh, my Lord. I don't know about that. I mean, you know, I could live very happily for the rest of my life in the era of the mullet. To go back then to then when our culture was normal, I don't know. It'd be worth it to have to wear a mullet. I might actually do it. Even though I could no way, no how pull that off. Almost nobody could. To join us on the text line, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, simply text your thoughts to 71307. Texter writes, here are my sons play travel baseball. The mullet is definitely coming back. There's usually at least 5 kids on each team with mullets. Oh, dear. And that's through all age brackets. Yeah, well, that seals it. If the kids are doing it, it's over. Another texter writes, when I worked the railroad, one of my conductors had a mullet halfway down his back. I could actually gauge my speed by how far out his hair was blowing while hanging off the sides of a rail car. Oh, dear. Texter writes, so the Wild Wild West is now in lawless blue states that can raid stores and trains for goods. And yet here in South Carolina, law-abiding citizens that can open carry and follow the law are falsely considered the wild ones, but South Carolina and local and state officials, good grief, as Lee would say. Yes, 5-finger death punch. Okay, yeah, so somebody sent me that. I looked it up at the break. It does have a very late 80s, early 90s rock sound to it. Texter writes, check out some Tom McDonald Brainwashed. Too late. It's one of my saved faves on my YouTube music app. But thank you. Yeah, I love Tom McDonald. Just check him out if you haven't already. Texter writes, Can't read that either. Okay, no, so now I have a text from somebody on my son's wrestling team who believes my son has a mullet. No, I can see how you would think that. No, he's growing his hair out. It just looks bad. It's all over his head. It looks ridiculous. You know how when you grow your hair out, it looks ridiculous? No, we're not trying to make a statement. It's not a mullet. At least that's what I choose not to believe. It's just a mess right now. Yeah, I told him if he made the honor roll, he could grow his hair out. So he did. First quarter. So we're growing the hair out. No, that's not an intentional mullet. Although good to know that you can now go through a bad hair day and have it be perceived as a mullet and everyone will think you're being cool. Texter writes, anyone not knowing what a mullet is, they need to watch Joe Dirt. Simpler times, better times. See, that's the thing. The times of the mullet were good times. They really were in America. Texter writes, I'd rather see mohawks than mullets. I wonder if the mohawk would come back. There were people wearing those during the times of mullets. Not a lot of people, but some. Another oh, did I miss something cultural? Terry, you're late. LOL. The mullet comeback started last year? No way. Miley Cyrus and Rihanna wore it. Shaking my head. Well, no wonder I didn't know. Miley Cyrus. What a joke. And Rihanna. Yeah, I wouldn't have noticed that. My apologies for being behind culturally. So anyway, you getting a mullet? Texter writes, I would love to get a mullet, but I don't have enough hair. Yeah, that could be a problem for this demo. This could be a problem for the demo for the show. But us ladies, we could do it. I'm not doing it. I don't care. I'm skipping this. It's done. It's over. All right, be sure to check out the Battlegrounds America podcast from yesterday. In it, I documented a trend of terrorism in our country that nobody's talking about. And it's really scary. It's very widespread, too. It's real. It's worse than January 6th by a long shot. And nobody's talking about it. It's a great podcast, if I do say so myself. You should check it out. You could get the Battleground podcast two ways. You could text the keyword Battleground to 71307. Or if you want to commit, just go ahead and download the Audacy app, AUDACY, the Audacy app, and subscribe. And we'll drop it right in as soon as I finish it every day. Battleground America.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.